Hello, and thank you again for joining us at Far From the Rock Ministries with Pastor Tim
and Joy.
We are so glad to have you again, and we really appreciate our listening audience. We're going to open up with prayer and head right back into Proverbs where we left off.
God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for every person that you've put in our path for us to help or either to help us. God, just to have friends and to be able to have that companionship in Christ. It's a very special thing, and we thank you for each and every person you've put in our lives. We put on the full armor of God today. We thank you for it, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, gird our loins with the truth, shod our feet with the gospel of peace. Bless us and keep us, Lord. We believe that you died for our sins, Jesus. We believe that you rose the third day. Forgive us of our sins so that we may come to you boldly and let our requests be made known to you. Broaden our territory and help us to help others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And help us to help others. And that's the same thing that we pray for you, that you, our listeners, can help others. And we've talked about this in the past, that even if we just help one person,
yeah,
and that one person helps one person,
then you help
So if there's only one person out there listening, and they help one person, if we only reach one person and change their heart or help them understand or help them,
just help them, period,
with
the
their
walk.
Exactly. So
I did see the numbers on that years ago, and if it was one went out and helped one, and by the time the math was done, or even before the math was done, it was up to about 144,000 people, or 140 million.
It was a lot.
It was a ridiculous amount. Because you take that one person and they help one, and then if that one goes and help another one, and that, and it just kept going. And if you did the math, it was phenomenal just to help. That's all it really takes, is just help one person.
Right. Right. And we're just here for you. And if you're that one person, we thank you for being with us. And if you're many, we thank all of you for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go back into Proverbs. So we're in chapter one. Last time we were talking, we're still in chapter one. This time we're going to move ahead a little bit. So Joy and I were talking before the podcast, and I had a note written in my Bible, and at the top of the page, it says, "Do not ignore advice from God." And she said, "What are you reading?" And I said, "Do not ignore advice from God." That's pretty good advice to not ignore.
And yet we ignore him.
And yeah, we do ignore him. And I was trying to figure out exactly what the note pertained to, because there are 33 verses in chapter one of Proverbs. So I was like, okay, what exactly did I mean? So I looked, and I had verses 28 through 31 circled, and 33 was underlined. So we're going to go ahead and start there. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 28, and it pertains to not ignoring the advice from God. So we'll start there, and we'll go on from there. So verse 28 says, And then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full of their own fancies. I'll go ahead and continue reading. 32 is, for the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. And 33 says, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely.
Amen.
And will be secure without fear of evil.
Amen. Do you are you without fear of evil?
Yes. And it's interesting you bring that up. So going back, not ignoring the advice from God, this is, and we're going to go back through this again just to clarify some of the words in that scripture there. So when you're walking with God, you have Jesus in your life, and you have that peace and that comfort of knowing Jesus. And Jesus is the Lord of your life, your Lord and Savior. And you know that you know that you know that when you die, you will go to heaven. You have no reason to have fear or anxiety of your afterlife.
Yeah. But I remember living when I didn't feel that. I remember living when I did not feel that way. I felt really the opposite. I had a lot of fear of evil and just fear, period. But when you, the more you draw closer to him, the more he'll draw closer to you. And I really enjoy that peace. Me and you've talked about that many times before, that not to ever say that we're complacent with feeling good instead of bad, but I felt bad before in my life. And I really prefer the Jesus peace way over the feeling bad. Yeah. So it's really, it becomes a choice. You may not realize it. You may have been batted around like a mouse by a cat, by Satan in your past, but there's a way to get that realigned where God has control over your life and you have some control and you don't fear evil and you have that real peace.
Yes. And that's what we've been talking about here in the last few podcasts, and that, when you get that confidence and that boldness of God, and by learning scripture and knowing the word of God, and to stand strong, and you can just rebuke the enemy and say, like Jesus said, get behind me, Satan.
Yeah. And then I feel like I know the word, but then I look at it and I see how so much further I have to go and how much I don't know. I can hear other preachers preach and they just studied it all the way back to the day it was written, you know, and they know every group and every tribe and everything. And I don't know it that well, but I know all we have to really know is Jesus died for us. He rose again. Mm-hmm. He's coming back for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So looking at these scriptures that we did read, I'm looking at verse 29. It says, because they hated knowledge, it did not choose to fear the Lord. So right before that, it says, they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. And it's because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. So when we fear the Lord and we choose knowledge and we choose understanding of the word of God, he will answer.
Yes.
When we knock, when we seek, he will answer. The door will open.
He goes on to say in 30. They will have none of my counsel. They don't want anything to do with God. And I've been that way at some point in my life before I was a Christian.
We all have, yeah.
And then after that, it says, and despise my every rebuke. So we all know God has tried his best to tell us very calmly and gently, don't do this, do this. This will help this relationship or this job or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
we crash.
Despise it. We don't want to hear it. We want to do our thing, and then we crash, like you said.
Yeah. It's like you still want to drive without a license, and then you crash. You put it in the ditch, and then you're like, I wish I'd wish I'd learned before I try to do that. But the very last verse of chapter 1 says it all. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I said I started talking about death is because how I relate the fear of evil is with death. Mm-hmm. So if you don't fear death, what is there to fear? So when you have security in your eternal life with Jesus Christ, there's really nothing to fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like,
I think Paul wrote, I can stay or I can go, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like,
I want to stay, but at the same time, I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can say, you can't kill me, because if you do, I'm going to be happy, because I'm going to heaven. I'm going to go see my Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, you know, it's like, it's almost like, you know,
But we still hang on to our fleshly lives, too.
Oh, yeah.
We still,
yeah,
you know, take care of it, nurture it, and we still hang on to it. And that's just in us. It's just our nature. God made us that way. We want him, but we want, you know, we want to take care of our life here as well.
Yeah.
But we'll all go home one day.
Yep.
The ones that believe.
Yep. Do you have anything to add to that, or you want to move on?
We can move on.
We'll move on to chapter 2 then. In chapter 2, at the top of that says the value of wisdom. So you want, we can start reading with chapter 2 and move forward. You want me to read? So chapter 2 starts out in verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Amen.
For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield for those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of the just of justice and preserves the way of his saints.
Amen.
Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of the upright, of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters you with her words. I'm going to stop right there for just a moment. I'd like to go back and take a look at a couple of these verses here. So something that really, so I underlined quite a few things here. So like in verse 7 and 8, I underlined, he stores up, he is a shield, he guards and preserves. It's like God is with us. He wants us to be safe. He wants to keep us safe. He wants to be our hedge of protection. But we also have to do our part. We have to seek him, seek his knowledge and seek his understanding and apply his wisdom to our lives.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. It's that relationship with Jesus that's where you just build up that relationship.
He really wants to take care of you.
Yeah, it's that give and take. It's like, you know, when you have a friend, you know, there's a give and take in every relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I really like when in verse two, it says, and apply your heart to understanding. God really wants you to have it in your heart to have mm-hmm. understanding.
Yeah. Seek it. Mm-hmm. And you have to ask. And throughout this, it was talking about, you know, ask and seek wisdom and don't give up. Don't stop pursuing God. When you want wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, keep seeking him. Keep asking him. He is faithful. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. God wants to give you these things and help you in your walk. You keep seeking him. Was it Jacob? He said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Ended up with his, you know, permanently limp in his hip because he just wasn't going to give up.
Yeah,
Do the same thing with God.
He wrestled with God.
Yeah, don't give up on him. Pursue him. Get what you are asking him for. He says right here he wants to give it to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, like in verse 4 where it says, if you seek her as silver and search her as for hidden treasures. And everybody loves hidden treasures. You know, if somebody gave you, like when you're a kid, somebody gives you a treasure map mm-hmm. and you want to go, okay, where's that X marks the spot? What's at the X?
Mm-hmm.
And that's God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's the hidden treasure.
Keep seeking.
Mm-hmm. And that is in the Bible. That is in the Word of God. That's in the Scripture. And how we find it is just start turning the pages.
Right there, it says right after that, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom. from mm-hmm. his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Right there. It gives all you the answer all through the Bible. It'll offer you, here's your dilemma, and here's your answer. And it's always God. Seek him. He intends to give you good gifts back.
Mm-hmm. And right there, like you just said in Joy in verse 6, it says right there, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, all right there in verse 6. So I like that. I like that. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
He's a good God.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. And I'm looking ahead at chapter 3, verse 1. And it starts out saying, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For the length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Mm-hmm. So, when God says, keep my commands, he's talking about keeping his word. You know, keeping true mm-hmm. to his word.
And we fall short. But
right.
You got to keep pursuing him. Keep pursuing him, because it's never going to go away. That missing part in every person, I believe, nothing is going to feel it but Jesus. Nothing is going to feel it but God. Just keep pursuing him.
Yep. And right there at the end of that verse, at the end of verse 2, and it says, "And peace they will add to you." And that's what we talk about when you got Jesus in your life. That peace is added to you. That peace of Jesus. That walk with Jesus just mm-hmm. gives you that peace and comfort, knowing that you have a Lord and Savior that cares for you, and you can find that love and compassion all through Scripture. And it's just amazing to see God's hand at work just for you.
Amen.
For all of us, all of God's children.
3:3 says, let no mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. He's telling you, if you keep that truth, you're going to be good. God is there to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. And again, right there, it says, write it on the tablet of your heart. So, again, he's talking about putting that in your heart. Keep God close to your heart. And that's something, so all through the Scripture, it's talking about, you know, how God is love, and he keeps talking about keeping him close to your heart.
Amen.
And so it's very important to keep him close to you.
But, thank y'all for listening to us tonight. Our yes. time is ended. God mm-hmm. bless you. Thank you for listening. We hope to talk to you very soon.
Yes, thank you for joining our podcast. It's Car from the Rock Ministries. God bless you, and let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you for joining us. We love y'all. We'll see you next time.